Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Beans and I am your host and I am back. Wow. What a layoff it's been. Last show was March 15th, 731. We are on April 9th now, 732. So much to catch up on since we have been gone. Well, we had an entire NCAA tournament in the time we were gone. And, yeah, that wrapped up last night. Connecticut, back-to-back champs. They are dominant in college basketball and don't look to be changing that anytime soon. So, yep, took care of Purdue and kind of actually made an easier road of it even than they did last year. They were showing some stats during the game that were comparing to last year's championship run. And, yeah, pretty impressive. Same thing on the ladies' side. South Carolina goes undefeated season and gets through Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes for their title as well. So in the past month, I guess, it's almost been just about a month since we were on. Well, we've had a house burned down. We've had a major medical issue in the family. Gridirons on the road to recovery. Gave us quite a scare there. Back on would have been the 19th, March 19th, but after 18 days in the hospital, a few surgeries, he is back home and on the mend, and we are thinking of you and pulling for you to get back in the garden, get back on the golf course, all those things that you love to do. It'll come. It's gonna be a bit. Have to be patient, but aren't we all, right? We're gonna be a little bit before we get back into the house as well, but we will get there. They are working hard and making what seems like pretty fast work of the reconstruction process, but gonna take some time. So also I don't think this got announced or mentioned before the short hiatus, but the boy Andres, my son, has made a decision. He is officially, that's right, he is officially an Oregon Duck. Yeah, he's going to be staying here close to home in Eugene, studying cinema studies there at the University of Oregon. We're excited for him. He's very excited and ready to take on that challenge and the next stage of life. So, yeah, congratulations to him, and it's great for us. He's going to be much, much closer to home than would have been the Los Angeles area. So U of O wins out. So there we go. We have our first Duck in the family. Going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but we'll be okay. When we left, we also were in the middle of a NBA, fantasy NBA title run, and that one obviously wrapped up at this point. Lapine, Barry, Tyler, whatever you go by, is the three-peat champion, wins it 5-4 over Canada, and what was came down to a pretty tight matchup, came down to just a few small percentage points in field goal percentage, and that was the difference, 5-4. I think when I left off, I was battling to get to the championship in hockey, fantasy hockey. I did make it past Stinky, got to the championship, took on Tang for a epic two-week battle. Never, ever saw the lead the entire time. I'm see how many times I can bang this this thing on my desk and make a bunch of noise today, but that's two. Count them, two so far. So never was able to capture the lead in this matchup. Got as close a couple times as down 6-5, but just couldn't pull it off. Lose to Tang. He's a three-time NHL champion now, not three in a row. I think it's two in a row, but so back to back. But he wins at 7-4. Lots and lots of close categories, but could never get on top of the situation. And so second place it is. Congratulations to Tang on another hockey title. We did our first ever draft lottery in MSD yesterday, and here is how it came out. I'll give you the final drawing, right? So YK, even though he doesn't own his own pick, YK goes all the way from he was the number nine team in terms of possibility, right? So he had not very many chances. In fact, he had the fewest chances. So Stink finished 10, Barry finished 11, Trey finished 12, right? So they had no chance to officially get to the number one pick. But YK was number nine in that. So actually, if you reverse it, right, it's a little confusing because you reverse it, right? Tim, Trey was number one, Barry was number two, and Stinky was number three in terms of overall finish. And this goes based on all four sports, and we take an average of your finish in all sports, and that becomes your ranking overall, right? So Tim is one, Trey, Barry two, Stink three, and they end up right where they are at, right? Stink has the 10th pick, Barry has the 11th pick, and Trey has the 12th pick. But YK was number nine in that, right? So he had the, basically, of all the people that had a chance at the number one pick, he had the least amount of ping pong balls in the bowl, and yet he still pulled it out. Yeah, gets the number one pick, even though I do believe Barry owns his pick, but doesn't matter. Right, YK gets the number one. J-Lev gets the number two. And J-Lev had the third best chance to get the number one pick. So he actually overperformed by one spot. Mullen ends up at number three. He had the fifth best chance, so he overachieves by two spots. Mark and Liam, Canada two, they end up with the number four. They had the best chance to get the number one pick, so they underperformed there by three picks. They end up at the number four. Jared had the second best chance to get the number one pick, and he ends up at number five, so he also underperforms by three spots. Tang had the number four best chance to get the number one pick, and he ends up at number six, so he underperforms by two. Yours truly, I had the sixth best chance to get the number one pick, and I end up at number seven, so I went backwards by one. Canada, they had the seventh best chance, and they end up at number eight. And Snyder had the eighth best chance, and he ends up at number nine. So YK was the big mover, and YK was the big mover. J-Lev moved up a spot, and everybody else underperformed and ended up worse off than they would have been without a lottery. But that's why you do it. That's why you do it. It keeps helps to keep that tanking, the desire, the temptation to tank keeps it on hold. And Mark and Liam, who finished the worst, end up with the number fourth pick out of that. So that was our first ever draft lottery in MSD, and we will see now if everybody was satisfied with that and if there will be a second ever lottery draft lottery coming up next year. So while we were gone, a little shakeup in the KFL, right? So DeBrook out. Cody, out. Cody decided it was time to focus her all of her attentions on school and work and being a teenager. Don't blame her. She had a good team, but it just gets to be a lot to manage all this stuff, so she bowed out. So we have two new members of the KFL. We're still a 10-team league. We have Robert VC, and we have Wolfgang 22. I don't know a whole lot about either of these gentlemen. Don't know where they're from. Don't know the connection to the KFL. Where Clintus Maximus came up with these gentlemen, but it's been nice to have them in the league. They've been active, been making some trades right off the bat and chatting it up. So good to have you, Robert VC. Good to have you, Wolfgang 22. Welcome to the KFL. And yeah, should be fun. We're getting close, getting very, very close to draft time. So things will heat up. In Major League Baseball, we did finish up a three-week epic battle for the first week of, or the first matchup of the season. Felt like it went on and on forever because we had the two games in overseas. I can't even remember where they were. Korea, maybe. The Dodgers and the Padres. And then about a week off, and then we had the regular season. But then it didn't start till a Thursday, so, of course, you can't really do a matchup Thursday to Sunday, so then we had to do a double matchup from that Thursday all the way through the following Sunday. So that first matchup ended up being about 3 weeks. So, but it's in the book. It's in the book. And there are pitchers falling like flies, right? Garrett Cole started the year on IR, and Shane Bieber went down. He's having Tommy John. Yuri Perez, Tommy John. Strider looks like it might be headed towards Tommy John. Then Framber Valdez yesterday came up with elbow soreness, scratched from his start. So we'll keep an eye on that one. The Players Union, of course, is blaming the pitch clock for all of this. And then MLB, of course, is pushing back on that and saying, no, that's not it. But who knows? Who knows if that's I feel like we were... It was trending this way anyway before the pitch clock, before they took away the sticky stuff. There were injuries left and right, and I think it just, you know, I just think they throw harder and they throw more junk and they start earlier at earlier ages, and I think it just takes it's more wear and tear on these guys' arms, and that's just causing all of these things to happen. So... let's see, what else? NFL draft coming up 2 weeks and 2 days away, right? It's on Thursday, 2 weeks from Thursday, and they'll do the first round, and then Friday, I believe, they do the second and third round, and then Saturday, I think they do 4 through 7. So looking forward to that. There'll be lots of talk and probably lots of trade talk and rumors going around as we lead up to that point. Nothing major as of yet in the trade pool when it comes to draft picks, but while we were gone, Justin Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers to be a backup for a box of rocks and a small order of McDonald's French fries. So he basically went there for nothing, and so that kind of shows Chicago's hand. They'll be drafting a quarterback. Big surprise came up last week when Stephon Diggs was traded to the Houston Texans for a second round pick in 2025 and a swap of a bunch of other picks. But like that. I like it a lot for Diggs, who was trending big time, trending down with Buffalo with the new offensive coordinator there, and the shift in the offense to the running game. And I think this gives him a little bit more life on what is going to be nearing the end of a career, right? He's at 30. So that is, you know, his clock is ticking. Buffalo really, really wanted to get rid of him. They actually picked up $31 million of of a cap hit for Stephon Diggs to go to Houston. So it bolsters that offense. Houston's in a win-now mode, obviously. You've got the young quarterback who's not making a whole lot of cash, so it's time to strike and strike now. And they were a playoff team last year that won a game, and they will be even more improved, I believe, this year. In other news, Rashee Rice, or shall we call him Race E. Rice, having a little problem there down in Texas, causing an accident while doing a little road racing, and he could be facing some. I was listening to a show yesterday, and they were talking about the charges that he could face because there were injuries. Fortunately for him, there were no deaths in these accidents, but because of the injuries and because he fled the scene, he could actually face some jail time on this one, which would put a damper on what has been a pretty good start to his career. So we'll keep our eyes and ears on that one and see how that affects what Kansas City does in the draft and what Kansas City does moving forward. So I think we're all caught up. Okay, we're set. We are done with everything right now fantasy-wise except for baseball. So it's all baseball all the time. I'll come back on Friday. We'll do our previews for MSD. We'll do our previews for McBoys, the McBoys of Summer League, and just break them down a little bit, give some predictions, and see where we're going. See what we think is going to happen after week one of a long stretch, right? We won't hit the playoffs in these leagues until August, so lots and lots of baseball to go. And we've already had a no-hitter as well in baseball with all the pitching struggles that we've had. No-hitter right off the bat for Houston guy. I should know his name because I was able to pick him up in both leagues. Spent a lot on him, but hopefully I did not just throw that away because he did have a good second outing too. So hopefully it was money well spent. And of course, everything is loading slow, so I can't see his name yet. It's coming. It's right there. And of course, opens up to hockey. And now I can almost see his name. I can see it now. Everybody else has already figured this out. They've already finished the sentence for me. Yeah, Blanco. Yeah, Blanco. Ronel Blanco with the no-no against the Toronto Blue Jays in his first start of the season and first start in quite a while. 30-year-old guy, right? Just getting his shot now, and he was good again against Texas. Actually went 5 2/3 of the next game, so he went 14 2/3 innings before he gave up a hit, and then was he made it through the sixth inning, got the win, had a couple walks in that one, but so Ronel Blanco, remember that name. We'll see if he hangs. All right, it's gonna do it. I got things to do. Still catching up a little bit here at work, but good to be back. Good to be back among the children and among the staff, and back to some normalcy over here. So, all right, shout out to Gridirons. I'm sure he's going to be listening to this here in a few minutes. He's got lots and lots of time on his hands in the old easy chair, and keep getting strong, brother, and. We'll see you soon, and it will, before you know it, we'll be back on the golf course and hitting away. So, all right. With that, I'm going to get out of here for the Fantasy Blink. I am the Commish. The music just started, so I am.